This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
After the hour on the DJV program, Doug, Jen, Victoria, Kara Schillen at the controls in our studio in Washington. We are here, there, and everywhere. Jennifer's on the West Coast in Los Angeles. I am on the East Coast in suburban Boston. And down in New Jersey, Victoria is lurking on the seashore, looking for signs of we tease her because she lives in the same building as seismologist there. What's his name?
The Situation.
The Situation.
Just correcting the record here, no fake news on the DJV show. We
no.
don't, well, okay, I don't tease her for that. I'm jealous.
Oh. I got it. Okay. Got it. So Jennifer is going to give us an overview. I have some comments. I want to do this as well, focusing on the plight of rural America, what's going on in America, and the political cast that has been, I think, set almost in stone by some of the players. So where are we going, Jennifer? You tell us first.
Well, I think it's important to point out that all four of us, even you, Dougie, living on a farm, we're all still pretty much a part of a big city. We're not, none of us would really be considered living in rural areas. But this story caught my attention because I live in California, and when the number of, when I see the number of like 100,000 people in my city of Los Angeles who are living on the streets, I think to myself, we have the fifth largest economy on the planet. How in the world is it okay and acceptable for 100,000 plus people just in Southern California to be living on the streets? And it's not. And there are various reasons for it, and there's various fixes, and none of them are easy, and I acknowledge that, but it's like our elected politicians, at least in California, just throw up their hands and go, oh, well, maybe we'll tax increase to try to get more temporary housing. Well, that doesn't fix the problem. So this story caught my attention because, again, in the United States, where we are the richest country on the planet, more than 2 million people in the United States don't have running water, basic indoor plumbing, and the basic stuff that you need to carry on a meaningful life. This is a new I would say a fulfilling life. How do you go to work? How do you contribute to your community if you can't even get drinking water or a shower? I mean, that's really,
how'd they do it 200 years ago?
How you prioritize your life. It's a good question. I mean, I guess they had wells. They had not running water, but they had access to water sources and things, right? Mm-hmm, clean water.
Yeah.
2 million people, in any case, don't have basic indoor plumbing. They don't have running water. This new report is by the human rights nonprofit Dig Deep and the nonprofit U.S. Water Alliance. Race and poverty are key determinants of who has access to clean water, according to this survey. They say Native Americans, and this is interesting, are 19 times more likely to lack indoor plumbing than their white counterparts, putting them in the worst spot of any racial group. An African American
surprises you how? How does that surprise?
No. It just does, because we don't talk about Native American issues all that much anymore. We're always constantly talking about Hispanics or African Americans, right?
Yeah.
So speaking of African Americans and Latino households, they lack indoor plumbing at almost twice the rate of white households, according to the report. The United States, they say, is home to the most reliable water and wastewater systems on Earth, but many Americans believe access to this should be universal, but millions of what they say are the most vulnerable people in the country, low-income people in rural areas, people of color, tribal communities, immigrants, have fallen through the cracks. They lack access to safe water and sanitation. So I thought it's kind of interesting that we have a number on it. I mean, so often it's hard to count when people are really in impoverished areas. That's why in California, I always think that the problem is much bigger than they say, because how do you count people who are transient? How
you
do you count
it's
people
like you never,
who
don't
have
know
fallen
what the real
through
unemployment
the cracks? You
numbers
estimate.
Are. Or
absolutely.
People, no, you don't.
Right.
You have no idea. So this, what group is it that came up with these numbers?
This is called Dig Deep. It's a human rights nonprofit.
Is it a human rights group that only focuses on America, or does it focus on international circumstances?
I don't know. I know this study is specific to America, though.
Okay. So what I would like to do is have this group, this is not a criticism because I think they're right. There are a lot of situations in our country that most, because of the now the status of the so-called big media, I don't focus on, pay any attention to, and I think Mayor Pete is going to, I don't know if he's going to fix it, but he's going to change that reality. And so before I get to that, I want to talk about the Chinese, the Indians, the Africans, the situation in many places in South America where this thing, we just, because we're so advanced, because in a sense, I suppose, we exactly, we're spoiled. We take all of these things, we can sit on a toilet and flush it, and that's all you have to worry about. That's it, and it's all gone.
You ask why it's different than it used to be. It used to be that everybody was on the same playing field, basically. No one had access to these things,
right.
And so everybody worked through them together.
There are still outhouses
they did it.
In places in rural Nebraska, down in the south. These are an outhouse. I grew up on a farm. We had an outhouse on the manure pit, the outhouse. I tore a house down about 10 years ago. I took the outhouse off of the corner of the house, and I still have it sitting in the woods behind my barn. It's a three-holder. And, you know, you think about that stuff, and that's how it used to be. No, that's how it is in places in our country. But if you move around the world, you know, the Chinese, we got this thing going on with China, and if you understand how backward they are, how little they pay attention, other than the so what we can call the East Coast, Beijing, and the cities that are south and down the East Coast and on around to Hong Kong and those areas. Okay, so they get all the attention. But if you go into central and western China, where basically it's a no man's land, they don't have any government, they don't have any law, they live or die by their own means, there's nothing there. Literally nothing. They don't have they have no electricity, they don't have anything. And if you go into places in India, rural India, it's the same thing. Everything floats down the Ganges from the interior, the rural interior of India, everything floats. You think we have pollution here? You got to get a snapshot of what floats down the Ganges River, and then you go to Africa and you see some of these areas in Central Africa. Look at Victoria Falls. If you ever get to go there and see what comes over Victoria Falls, it's, you know, it's a whole, it's a different world, a different, it's like we're on a different planet in some of these places. So, one, I suppose you could have the conversation or the argument or whatever you want to have, that it ought to be the same everywhere, but it isn't, and I don't know how you would get it to be everywhere. I don't know what that requires. I know that we have lots of USAID money that goes to some of these places that tries to bring them educational opportunities and buildings and facilities and so forth, but you're just scraping, what are they, the iceberg, the tip of the iceberg. It just is amazing what is going on in rural everywhere, not just rural America. Now, let me go back to Mayor Pete. I found out how to pronounce his last name. I just refer to him now as Mayor Pete. That's it. Mayor Pete is shaking things up in a way that won't be really, I don't think the focus will get on it from the point of view that I'm going to focus on it until maybe next year sometime. You've heard me talk. I do a weekly program and a podcast called The American Family Farmer, and you can listen to it. It's a discussion of what's going on the family farm, food, and that sort of thing. The podcast, AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com. And in it, and I'm going to participate in a roundtable in Washington. I think it's a week. When was it, Carol? No, 2 weeks from tomorrow, I think it is. At any rate, the focus is going to be on what's going on with the farms, and why is it that Buttigieg, Mayor Pete, has gained as much as he has, the traction? Because the farmer in America has been, the Trump administration has lost, Jennifer may want to argue with me about this, but I don't know if there's any argument here, and I think the proof is how Mayor Pete is doing in Iowa. He's doing as well as he is because he's the only person who's talking about what's going on the family farm and with our food supply. The rest of them are all a bunch of, we talk about, you just mentioned we live in cities, most of us, we're not really associated with rural America. Well, this guy is talking to and about rural America and what's going on the family farms, and he's offering ideas and solutions. None of the other candidates are touching it because they don't know anything about it and they don't think the American public cares. Well, I want to tell you something. What Mayor Pete understands, and what we all need to understand, is that the food supply is changing so quickly and so drastically, and part of it is the trade wars and what's happened. I mean, I think, frankly, that Trump has done the right thing to put China on notice and to put them actually on their heels, because they don't quite know how to deal with all of this stuff back and forth. But what it's done is hurt our agricultural production. So all of this money, and Pete's talking about this, the money that has come from you and me, the taxpayer, and what they borrowed to pay off the so-called family farmer, are great farmers. You know, that's the biggest load of crap. The people who are getting the money, and that's what Pete's talking about. The people in Iowa, they're getting this money. The people in Atlanta and Miami and Palm Beach that don't have
Manhattan,
any farms, they're getting all the dough.
Manhattan are getting some of this money.
Yeah.
If you're
right.
A cousin of someone who works for like a big ag company,
$250,000
for the money, it's crazy.
Yeah. Yeah. So at any rate, I think you're going to see the reality change here when it comes to who rural America is going to support. Rural America won Trump the election.
Yeah, I've said that, and it will matter, but I don't think that he's completely lost him like you think he has. The numbers in Wisconsin, he's way up above any Democrat that's
by the
running.
Time
the same thing in Iowa. He's above
when the
Mayor
word
Pete.
Gets
Mayor
around
above the other candidates.
When you work around what's going on with these payments, people are going to really be upset. Okay, 19 after on the DJV show. When was the last time you whitened your teeth? Holidays are coming. Now is the time to brighten up those teeth and make your smile more inviting. Don't be caught off guard with cringeworthy, discolored, ugly teeth. With Power Swabs, you can whiten your smile and be holiday photo ready in no time at all. Power Swabs are clinically proven to whiten an average of 2 shades in the first 5 minutes. Power Swabs never leaves your teeth and gums sore and sensitive like all those other whitening treatments. And it's totally safe and effective, all natural in fact. If you're not happy, Power Swabs, backed with a 30-day money-back guarantee. Try Power Swabs and see how much whiter your teeth will be in just 5 minutes. Call 800-208-1797 for 40% off, an additional $10 off, plus a free quick stick. Call for Power Swabs, 800-208-1797. Get that bright smile, 800-208-1797.
You probably don't think very often about support for your brain, but you should. Join the millions of people supporting their brain function with America's most popular brain supplement, Prevagen. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild, age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
The most dangerous day for a newborn is her first day of life. Every 31 seconds, an infant dies from infections, pneumonia, malnutrition. But she doesn't have to die. For more than 60 years, Project Hope has been saving lives around the world, delivering medicines and supplies, giving newborns a healthy start, making sure her first day of life is not her last, because everyone deserves hope. To volunteer or learn more about Project Hope, visit projecthope.org/newborns.
The maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
I got a feeling called the blues. Oh Lord, since my baby said goodbye. Lord, I don't know how to do. All I do is sat and sigh. Oh Lord, the last long day.
Those of you who are not veterans of some of the influences musically in the early 20th century will not recognize Hank Williams' voice. Early next year, country music legend Hank Williams is going to be the subject of a 6-CD collection which gathers a series of 144 performances from radio shows that he hosted about 70 years ago. Hank Williams, Pictures from Life's Other Side, the man and his music in rare photos and recordings, that's what the CD is, the collection is called, represents the complete rundown of Williams' performances, which consist of 15-minute broadcasts of a radio show that he hosted on WSM in 1951, where the Grand Ole Opry is, sponsored by Mother's Best Flour Company. Aired every weekday, 15-minute broadcast, many of which were actually pre-recorded because of Williams' grueling tour schedule, mostly forgotten after the initial airings. But now, decades later, as the discs were being hauled to a dumpster, they were salvaged at the last minute, more than doubling the number of known recordings from one of the most important figures in 20th century American music. Countless Williams favorites like Lovesick Blues, I Saw the Light, and I'm So Lonesome I Could Cry are included. Many of the recordings. I wonder who is bringing these to the dumpster? Good God. Who's responsible?
Probably
for that?
Maybe, you know, in a warehouse or in a storage unit and people didn't know what was there. Who knows?
Yeah.
I mean, I used to work in, like, an archival library, and we had a whole archive of tapes here. And, I mean, it's literally, most of the time, people don't keep them in good condition. It's just a box full of old, cassettes or reels, and they're not labeled. And unless someone takes the time to go through and listen to it, they don't know what it is and just think it's trash. So they're lucky that somebody saved it.
Yeah, they are. Bob Kay's got a box full of old recordings of me. We ought to make sure those get thrown away. Could be history in the making. Yeah. Anyway, there's a song that he did, Blue Eyes Crying in the Rain, that Willie Nelson adopted later on, and it's one of his career-defining hits, I think. In addition to the recordings, the CDs are packaged in a slipcase accompanied by a 272-page hardbound book loaded with photographs. This was great for any country fan, great coffee table book about his life and his career. And the guy died at, what, 30-something, 37, 38?
Sounds about right, yeah.
Yeah. Slew of professional publicity stills are well part of the whole thing, well put together. His fellow Opry star is also included in the book. A foreword to the book of photos was contributed by Hank's daughter, Jet Williams. Hank Williams' Pictures from Life's Other Side, available February 7th, for those of you who are into that. Now, next up, Sam Hunt is arrested for driving under the influence. Remember that last week? Took to Twitter to let his fans know that he regrets his actions. Yeah. Wednesday night, I decided.
I bet he did that, though.
Yeah,
not everybody does that.
No.
I think that's pretty good.
I decided to drive myself home after drinking at a friend's show in Nashville. It was a poor and selfish decision. I apologize to everybody who was unknowingly put at risk and let down by it. Won't happen again.
The thing that makes me laugh is that he apologized for drinking at a show and then driving home. Yeah, he had open beer bottles in the car with him. So
yeah,
obviously
right.
He didn't stop before getting into the car.
Right. According
that
to police
just a
report.
Go cup, Kara. Come on.
Yeah, it doesn't make it any better.
He was driving southbound lane, or he was going south in the northbound lane. Wow. Blood alcohol content of 0.173, which is, what, about 2.5 times the legal limit?
It's more than twice the legal limit, yeah. When he looked, when you see his mugshot, he looked bombed at the police station. It's
like
crazy.
The pictures of Justin Timberlake that are floating around. From last weekend.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Navy Secretary Richard Spencer has been fired for allegedly proposing a deal with the White House behind Defense Secretary Mark Esper's back to resolve a matter involving a Navy SEAL. In his resignation letter, Richard Spencer says the most important responsibility he has is to maintain good order and discipline in the ranks, and he no longer shares that understanding with the Commander-in-Chief. Defense Secretary Mark Esper asked for Spencer's resignation, saying he'd lost trust and confidence. The controversy involves Navy Chief Officer Edward Gallagher, who was convicted of posing with the corpse of a dead teenager. Gallagher was demoted, but President Trump restored his rank. Hong Kong protesters took a pause to go to the polls. People showed up in record numbers voting in municipal elections that are widely viewed as a referendum on the pro-democracy movement. This is USA Radio News.
When your toaster takes 2, 3, and even 4 minutes to toast, it sucks out all the moisture. Even worse, it sucks out the flavor. Bye-bye, dry, tasteless toast. Toast that gets stuck. Toast that takes forever, which is especially frustrating in those hotel buffet lines. We've solved all these annoying problems. My brilliant team and I at Revolution Cooking just created the world's first high-speed smart toaster. Friends say, Kristen, you've started a revolution. With its sleek design and easy-to-use touchscreen, select your level of toastiness. Hit start, and it quickly delivers toast that's crunchy outside, yet moist and incredibly flavorful inside. It's toast like you've never tasted before. The Revolution Toaster is so smart, it knows exactly how long to toast everything from bagels to frozen waffles. It's the perfect gift. Williams-Sonoma is even showcasing our toaster in their holiday catalog. See the speed. Taste the difference.
Go to starttherevolution.com, type in promo code Radio 1 to save 20% and get free shipping. That's starttherevolution.com and promo code Radio 1. Join my revolution at starttherevolution.com.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
We all hear the stories in the news. The good guy uses a gun to protect his family from criminals, and he's the one arrested. The legal system is not fair, and responsibly armed Americans are political targets. So here's how you can take a simple and rewarding journey to complete self-defense confidence. Simply text GCN to 87222. To discover how the USCCA can give you the training, education, legal, and financial protection you need to truly protect the people you love. Don't risk everything and leave your family vulnerable. Now it's time to prepare and protect yourself. So if you're ready to take your next step as a responsibly armed American, you're ready to truly become your family's ultimate protector. Text GCN to 87222. Discover your life-saving USCCA member benefits today. Again, that's text GCN to 87222.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at HBX. Extract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. HBExtract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
The hour here on the DJV program. All kinds of classified information, secrets galore here on the program. You'll be the first to know on your block all kinds of things, including Victoria's taking on some food news. Jennifer Horn is here. Kara Schillen is here. I'm Doug Steffen, but then you probably knew that. You know all the players. So let's get started, Victoria. Where are we going? What direction in terms of food news do you have?
Well, we're going to talk about Bumblebee, and that is, of course, one of the U.S.'s oldest and best-known tuna brands. The company has actually been around for 120 years or something like that. It's a long, long history. But Bumblebee Tuna has now filed for Chapter 11 bankruptcy protection, and they have issued a statement saying that their debt and assets are being acquired by a Taiwan-based fishery called FCF Fishery. And they've agreed to buy Bumblebee's assets for $925 million. And so that money will then be distributed to, against their debt and as they sort of shut down operations in the U.S., and then the Taiwan company will take over. But I'm not exactly sure what this means for the quality of the product, but I'm guessing you're going to tell us it's not good.
I'm going to tell you what this is more of this, the what we're missing in all of this stuff. About 2.5 years ago, the Chinese, and don't kid yourself. This company isn't a company. There's no company in China. It's the government. Communism and the thread of the idea controls all of the business assets. Whether a company may exist supposedly on its own, it still is controlled by the government. And make no mistake about this at all. This is the exact same thing that went on 2.5 years ago when the Chinese government took over Smithfield Pork Products, the largest processor of pork in the United States. They own it. They own the supply chain. They're taking the pork from America and bringing it to China, the good pork, feeding it to their people, and their substandard pork is coming to America and being used in Smithfield products. That's number one. Number two, do you want anything to do with the Chinese government controlling any of our sources of food supply? This is another example of the government lacking oversight for whatever the reason. This tuna plant, well, there are a number of plants, if you will, in our country. The one of the problems with Bumblebee and other tuna companies is they can't ensure that there isn't mercury in their product. And people are wising up to the fact that tuna is loaded with mercury thanks to all of the various problems. I mean, this is such a complicated web here. The pollution that is in our oceans and what these fish, the deep sea fish like tuna, are getting because of the mercury that's in the ocean. Anyway, but the public's getting wise to it, and so and Bumblebee hasn't really done anything to promote mercury less or whatever you want to call it, but tuna fish without mercury in it, as some of the other purveyors
have. I don't even know if they test for it. Well, maybe they do, maybe they don't.
They do.
I don't know.
Some of the other companies, but the thing that Bumblebee owns some of the other tuna companies that you see the labels around, and they also are they own some of the packaged chicken that you put in the tin, you know, stuff like that. That's all part of the same company. Make no mistake about it. The Chinese are trying to inveigle themselves into as much of our food supply, and we're all asleep to it. Now, mark my words, 20 years from now, 30 years from now, 40 years from now, we're going to be scratching our butts thinking, why didn't we do so? Why didn't somebody talk about this? Or why didn't we know it? Because the news media is asleep, or worse yet, in collusion with these guys because they pay money to advertise. This is a very dangerous situation, and nobody is thinking about it, and nobody is talking about it. The Chinese are investing in chicken plants. We have, and that's what they are. They don't have agriculture. We don't have farms anymore. We have plants that grow these chickens and turkeys. The free range, yeah, that's what any of us got any brains are buying. But that's not what the public, the main source of all of this stuff, are cans or frozen products or things that you don't even know where they come from. And the Chinese are getting into the same business that Tyson and Perdue are in, that is hiring farmers to grow chicken, and then who knows what they're doing with it. They're trying to buy some of the smaller companies. The Chinese are in this country trying to buy up some of the smaller producers of chicken. So it's fish in the form of tuna. It's pork in the form of Smithfield. It's chicken with some of the... You wait and see. In 20 years... Somebody will ring a bell and say, hey, I remember Stefan talking about that. Nobody else is talking about it. Nobody. So I say this to you.
Well, in this case, it's kind of odd why they would even want to spend $900 million because Bumblebee actually, they issued a report, or the Agriculture Department issued a report saying that tuna sales have actually dropped 42% over the last two decades. So why would you want to buy something that's...
Because they want a foothold into the American food supply, the food chain. Another food news story. The people of Polk County, Wisconsin, aware that their cheese knows no limits, they've decided to extend its use beyond pleasurable consumption. The county has started using liquid cheese brine in order to melt ice on the road. I thought this is kind of interesting. Instead of spending thousands of dollars it costs to dispose of cheese brine, Wisconsin puts the provolone and the mozzarella byproducts back to use by pouring them on the wintry roads. Wisconsin got a lot of icy roads. Rock salt is pricey and is not good for the cars, not good for the roads. Cheese brine, it's wasted anyway. The cheese brine technique is pretty effective when it comes to de-icing the roads. Speeds the melting of ice, helping the county to use less salt. The typical salt brine used on roads freezes at 6 below 0. Cheese brine doesn't freeze till 21 below. The cheesy snow removal is pretty interesting. They save Polk County $40,000 in rock salt costs. The potential problems like rodent attraction, cheesy odor, I guess roadkill, but I don't know, who's going to worry about that too much? Remind me at some point in time to tell you the story of the new pothole device that's being built. I found out over the weekend from somebody who's working on this. This is a fabulous story, but don't let me forget to tell you the story. I don't have any notes on it, just in my head, but I do want to tell you that story. And meanwhile, speaking of stories, the fact that December 1st is coming up, it's World AIDS Day. I want to overview the situation with a couple of people who know a lot about it right after these words.
How to make the holidays happy, we turn to the holiday experts at Boston Market for the scoop. Chef Tony Fialho, Director of Culinary Innovation.
There's so many things to be thankful for this time of year. Our goal is really to make sure you have the most memorable Thanksgiving that you can have without some of the stress.
His personal favorite?
Our complete turkey meal for 12, from our roasted turkey to our mashed potatoes and gravy, cranberry relish, stuffing, to our spinach artichoke dip with crackers, and our beautiful apple and pumpkin pies.
What else? Be prepared.
You want to make sure that you have everything that you would need for your family, any extra water, sodas, things like that. And I'm always telling folks, you know, they don't have to create all their dishes from scratch. You can order sides a la carte. And, of course, we're open on Thanksgiving, so you can always stop by one of our restaurants and pick up a side.
And their website has some great recipes for leftovers, too, like turkey hash or vegetable stuffing pancakes.
And then one of my favorite things to add is a nice sunny side egg up on top. Makes a beautiful breakfast for you and the family.
Check out bostonmarket.com for more.
It's important to think about your brain health as you get older. If you're experiencing a lack of sharpness or mild problems with recall, Prevagen can help. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild, age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Keep your brain top of mind. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
44 after the hour here on the DJV program. Doug Steffen now with a couple of people who are very knowledgeable when it comes to the HIV situation. There's a new survey that has uncovered a lot of, I guess, misinformation or just lack of knowledge about HIV among millennials and those who belong to Generation Z. The HIV, well, let's talk about the results of the survey. Dr. Murray Pinner is with us, Executive Director of the Prevention Access Campaign, and Dr. Peter Sklar, who's the Director of Clinical Research at Merck Research Laboratories. As I said, World AIDS Day is coming up the 1st of November next Monday, and we want to get an overview of all of this. So let's start with you, Dr. Sklar. Tell us the situation as it exists, the kind of research that's being done to work on this, because I think a lot of people do think that the AIDS problem, at least in America, is over.
No, thanks. We really appreciate this opportunity to talk to you, Doug. And so Merck is very proud to have partnered with the Prevention Access Campaign on a new initiative known as Owning HIV, Young Adults, and the Fight Ahead. And what we're rolling out here today in coordination with World AIDS Day is the results from a first-of-its-kind survey that really took a look at the perceptions and beliefs about HIV amongst young adults, certainly a group within the U.S. that has a rising incidence of HIV infection at this point.
All right, so let's talk to Murray Pinner. The Prevention Access Campaign is what? Just what is this, Mr. Penner?
So the Prevention Access Campaign is a organization that is focused on spreading the information about undetectable equals untransmittable. What that is some of the new advancements in science where if you are living with HIV and you take your medication daily, which you're required to do in order to be adherent, and you can suppress the virus in your body to such a low level that it can't be detected by most tests. And that's called undetectable. And if you are undetectable, you are untransmittable, meaning you do not transmit the virus to your sexual partners. And so it's a revolutionary advancement in science that really does help erase the stigma associated with HIV, which is something in our survey that we're talking about today we found. We found a lot of the young people in this survey still have a lot of stigma related to HIV. In fact, a quarter of the HIV negative millennials who responded to our survey indicated that they had avoided contact with somebody who is HIV positive, and a third of the individuals in our survey actually said in the future they would avoid social interaction with someone who is living with HIV. So there's a lot of work to do.
Yeah, there's 1,600 people between the ages of 18 and 36 that were participating in this. So the level, the basic bottom line here, it looks like to me, Mr. Penner, is that the level of HIV knowledge among these people is pretty low. The amount of factual information is pretty low.
It is. We found some real knowledge gaps, and it's important that we change that. That's what this campaign is about. We are about making sure that we're disseminating information about HIV.
So what is the, wait, go ahead. You wanted to talk for a second, Dr. Sklar? Go ahead.
Oh, no, sure. I just wanted to review one of the other areas that we picked up within the survey here. So in addition to surveying those who are living with HIV, and it reviews, you know, some of the facts related to adherence there, you know, half of that 1,600 patients were HIV-negative young adults. And certainly there was great concern amongst that group, with two-thirds of them actually ranking HIV as among the sexually transmitted diseases they were most concerned about. Yet there was really a disconnect, and it sort of shows where we need to do increased levels of knowledge spreading. But with two-thirds of them having that as a greatest concern, actually less than half of them took steps that could prevent them from getting HIV. Routine things like wearing condoms or actually taking PrEP as a medication, something you can take every day actually to prevent yourself from getting HIV.
Is this for people who are, when you say PrEP, that's something I'm guessing Merck is responsible for developing. Is this something that anybody or everybody should take that is worried about sexually transmitted diseases, or just for HIV?
Yeah, so it's actually not a product that Merck's specifically involved in. In fact, our interest here in the survey really goes back to our 30 years of being involved in the epidemic. But there are specific guidelines as to who should take PrEP.
And how do you find those? Where do we get more info on all of this stuff? Maybe let's send our listeners to some website where they get more info on this.
So you can go to owninghiv.com for more information about our campaign. There's information there about the survey results, and we will continue to be releasing more information on the results of the survey.
Well, I would think that this
today.
Yeah, this applies certainly as, again, December 1st is World AIDS Day. So congratulations, I guess, are in order for the work being done here. Dr. Peter Sklar from Merck and Murray Penner from the Prevention Action Campaign. 10 before the hour.
This is your captain speaking with just a little flight information. We're flying at an altitude of 37,000 feet, and our airspeed is 400 miles an hour. A couple little facts here. I'm packing a Colt King Cobra. That's a .357 caliber firearm with a black rubber grip and a 6-inch barrel. Also, the co-pilot is carrying a Kimber custom defense pistol with all the bells and whistles you'd expect from a custom gun of that kind, with an alloy frame and bevel treatment on the entire gun. And our chief flight attendant, Roger, has a Ruger Bearcat, that 22 with a hand-fluted cylinder. All three are capable of piercing body armor at a distance of up to 27 feet. And it can put a hole in human bone and flesh the size of the Grand Canyon, which, by the way, is coming up on the left-hand side of the plane. So just sit back and relax and enjoy the rest of the flight.
Now, folks, this is a non-smoking flight for the next 2 hours and 17 minutes. But for those of you that need a cigarette, there's really this evening. We have two entertainment lounges for you. One's out there on that left wing, the other one right across the hallway on the right wing.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Have you heard the warning from the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Monday, money bet. We're having. Was there a? Oh, I know what it is. You ought to look into this. There's a contest that the people who are in charge of Freddie Mercury's estate are doing to try to find somebody who can, in the karaoke fashion, sing like Freddie Mercury. What do you think? Should you and I apply?
No, I don't think we have a chance.
We are the champions. All right, Tom Kreitler is here from the Money Pit, home improvement radio program heard around the country every weekend. Great website. Here's one of our listeners, whose name is Carla. She's putting her house on the market.
Yep.
And she wants to know whether she should have a home inspection done before she lists it.
I think that's really smart because, Carla, what's going to happen is the potential home buyer is going to have an inspection done. And usually at that point, you've negotiated down to a number you're comfortable with. If it turns out that there's things wrong with your house, now you got to find more money to fix that up. If you figure out how the house appears in the eyes of a good professional inspector before you put it on the market, you're going to be able to negotiate from a position of knowledge and authority and avoid the surprises and have a better chance of selling your house.
Yeah, that sounds like very good advice. All right, Carla, take Tom's advice. Up next, Charles, who lives in Colorado, wants to know how hard it is to replace faucets on the bathroom and kitchen sinks. They don't have much skill, so can they do it themselves?
It's not a difficult project. I mean, a lot of times it's sort of plug and play when it comes to plumbing because usually the fixtures can be disassembled and reassembled. But I will say, Charles, that it is a rather difficult place to work. You know, if you've ever had to
behind the walls
work under
a kitchen
sink, you got to kind of be a contortionist to get in there. And, you know, it's the kind of thing that would be worth having a plumber do.
All right. So there you go. Charles, you just got your advice. Brad listens in Delaware, had contractors
smoothing some walls recently. I guess, what is that, plastering over some
plasterboard? Yeah, I guess spackle, yeah.
Yeah, he said he realized too late that they cleaned joint compound off their tools in his kitchen's.
His kitchen sink? Well, it was convenient. It was right there.
Very handy, right, exactly. Yeah, love those guys. All right, so what does he do to fix that problem?
Well, I don't really think there's anything to worry about because that material is water soluble. Anyone that's ever had a leak knows that in their ceiling. So I think, you know, aside from just getting rid of the visible chunks that are left, it's not going to sit in your pipes indefinitely. It's going to basically melt away and go right
down.
Maybe
he can, if he can run it down the garbage disposal and it's like ice is sharpening up the blades in the garbage.
Yeah.
Did you ever do that, by the way? Did you ever put ice down?
It's kind of silly. There are products that are good to put down disposals that will freshen them if they do get a bit of an odor.
Like,
but, you know, I don't
freshen it.
Yeah, I don't think ice does anything for it.
All right. So you have a name of some of these to help Uncle Dougie. I have my garbage disposal is not working well.
It's awfully,
at all.
Awfully stinky.
Yeah. Well, yeah. It doesn't. You know, it doesn't chew the stuff up. You got to leave it on forever and ever and ever.
Oh, well, that's not. You need a new disposer.
Well.
Yeah, that's just not working right.
Well, let me try the stopgap measure first.
No, that's just to clean it. That's only for the odor, Doug. I think if that's the case, if it's not processing the waste, you are running water, right, when you do it?
Is it hot water or cold water?
It doesn't matter. A lot of people think you ruin the disposer by not running water at the same time, but that's just not true. But you have to run it to move the waste through.
Out.
Hey, I want to give you guys one tip because Thanksgiving is coming up this week.
Yes.
There is one thing in your house you should never, ever clean right before Thanksgiving. Want to guess what it is?
It's your oven.
Yeah. Because if you when you run your oven through the self-clean cycle, it puts it through a lot of stress. And if it's going to break, it'll break then. Because it doesn't run through that cycle very often, right? But maybe you're just being
No oven to cook the turkey.
Exactly. It has happened. So, yeah, you don't want to
go to Boston Market. So, the Money Pit podcast now is available at moneypit.com. You can subscribe to it. Is that pretty easy? I can't imagine it's very difficult.
Yes, you can get it pretty much in any major podcast platform, iTunes, Spotify, Stitcher, Google Play, Google Podcast, iHeart, TuneIn, whatever you like to listen to podcasts on, just Google the Money Pit Podcast or search in the search tool for those sites, and you can subscribe. You can enjoy the show at your convenience. Plus, you can still call us 24/7 with your questions at 1-888-MONEYPIT. If we're not in the studio when you call, we will call you back the next time we are.
Is a recording. Please leave your question.
We have a team that's on 24/7 that answers these calls. There's so many.
Really?
Yep.
888-MONEYPIT. That's the number to call. You got a question, like maybe one of these questions or all these questions that came from listeners of this program, the same thing. You can call that number and they'll answer the questions for you. 888-MONEYPIT. Tom Kreitler from the Money Pit radio program and the Money Pit podcast here on the DJV show at 59F.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses. Why? The answer is radio. The media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.